Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Saint Tone. We're going to be discussing ticket refunds and where does that leave you as a customer during COVID-19. Coming right next on Saint Tone. Hi everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Setting the Tone, where quite simply we're going to be discussing tickets and the postponed shows and refunds during this time. As a customer, where do you stand? How do you go about getting a refund? And you know, just a general update on that for you. A story that I've been monitoring over the last week or so has been on the refund process from Ticketmaster, who are one of the main guys that sell tickets for events across the world, and they basically put an article out a few days ago, and it was quite harsh initially and it quickly got changed. Basically, when they first put their article out, they were saying that any tickets would not be refunded for a postponed or cancelled show. You wouldn't get your physical cash into your bank, and the main reason for this was that basically, when it comes to resale sites, i.e. their sister companies, who are Viagogo and StubHub, those tickets, if someone couldn't go to a show, would normally get pushed onto those sites and sold on through the secondary ticket market. And if there's not enough of those tickets going through, then there's no, you know, there's no business. So they're quite concerned about that because therefore it affects them. After a big backlash from a lot of people when this article came out, they've kind of gone away and had a bit of a thought about it, and they've come up with a different approach. There's a new article that came out, and it simply says Ticketmaster is finalising a plan to begin offering refunds for concerts. Currently, there's around 18,000 concerts and events that have had to be postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic, and starting on May the 1st, once postponed shows set new dates, fans will begin receiving emails from Ticketmaster to initiate a full refund. Fans will then have 30 days to request a refund, otherwise their ticket will be good for the rescheduled date. And basically what that means is Ticketmaster is saying from May the 1st, you have 30 days, sort of the end of May, to put in for your full refund, i.e. money back in your account. If you fail to do this, your ticket will be good for when that show gets rescheduled. May seem a little unfair to some people. I'm keen to get your thoughts on that. What they will do after your 30 days, what they're basically saying is, if you haven't applied for it, you've got a couple of options. You can have a credit on your account, which will be going through their new program called Rock When You're Ready. And Rock When You're Ready is basically a way of, you haven't had your money back for your ticket, so you've decided to take a credit, and the credit will remain on your account, and you can use that credit for any show that you wish to book going forward. Or if you don't wish to book a new show, you have the option of donating your ticket to a key worker. Now, that could be someone in the police, the fire brigade, health worker, army, you know, it could be any one of those key workers, and that's your options. For a lot of folk, this might seem a little bit harsh because, you know, you might be in a position where you kind of need that money. A lot of people might not be in that position. You know, they might be quite fortunate where, you know, COVID-19 has been quite kind to them. They've got a bit of money in the bank. They're not too worried about that. And I appreciate not everyone is, of you know, in that same boat. Where do I stand on this? Some might ask. Well, if I'm honest, I'm quite comfortable with it. Initially, when the news broke and they were saying they're not going to dish out any refunds, I was like, hey, that's unfair. I've got plenty of shows that I've booked for this year. Some have already been postponed. Some have been cancelled. Others I'm waiting on updates for. So I was a little bit, you know, angry at that initially. And then when the new article came out, I was reading it through New York Times. And I took a bit of time to read it again, and I came away quite happily. purely because I don't think I am going to lose out. I don't think anyone will lose out. As long as you put, if you want your money back, you have to initiate that refund process on the 1st of May and you have 30 days. So you have till the end of May to have initiated that process. Now, that does give me an option if I want to request, you know, for refunds for a cash, or I'm quite happy to have a credit sitting on my Ticketmaster account. Why? Well, if you're anything like me, you love going to concerts, you love hanging out with your friends, you love seeing bands, and no doubt a few credits on my Ticketmaster account are not going to do me any harm because I will be using that credit at a later date. I know some people might not be happy with that. Like I say, they might already want the money back in. You know, or alternatively, you've got the option to do something really nice and really cool, and that's to donate that to a key worker as a way of, you know, your gratitude for, you know, them working through COVID-19. Want to get your thoughts, really. Like I say, I think the biggest thing this could do is open a can of worms. And some people might say, well, why have Ticketmaster put this program in place? Why not just, you know, give a refund? That's, you know, what you have. That's what you do. Well, if I'm being honest, the reason why I don't think Ticketmaster are going to offer full cash refunds after the 30th of May is purely because they have a couple of sister companies, as I said earlier, Viragogo and StubHub. Now, what these companies do is if you buy a ticket and you can't go and you want to get your money back, you put your ticket on the resale site. And then someone comes along, buys it, you get the cash after they've attended the gig and they validated your ticket was a legitimate ticket, you get the money. You know, it takes a bit of time, but you do get the money. The issue Ticketmaster have got is if everyone starts getting cash refunds after the 30th of May and there's no new tickets for those rescheduled dates, then they can't operate their business model for their resale sites. Simple as that. Also, I think, is a way of, in the nicest possible way, of them keeping money in the bank, makes their financial figures look good. You know, everyone's happy from that element. So they are the reasons why I think they will not offer cash refunds after the 30th of May. It will simply be, you have the two options. You have the Rock When You're Ready program, which is a credit on your account, or you donate your ticket. Simple as that, really. I also think it's a nifty way, in some respects, of stopping ticket touting. Because for that short period of time, and there's no tickets because there's no gigs. But what it does do is it does leave a sour taste for people that don't get a refund. And I can understand that. I really do. Not everyone, unfortunately, is going to be, after the 30th of May, if you haven't applied for it, have the option to go to a rescheduled date, because you don't know what your calendar looks like for 2021, unless you're very fortunate and you've planned out your year and you know exactly what you're doing. So, keen to get everyone's thoughts. I apologise, this is a bit of a short episode. It was more of me bringing this latest news to you. I'm not sure if everyone's had a chance to read it. It is scattered around via different media outlets online. StubHub have got their own FAQs. Ticketmaster have got their, you know, their own FAQs on it. Different media outlets are reporting on it differently, but the bottom line is you have till the 30th of May, from my understanding, to apply for a cash refund on a ticket that has been postponed or cancelled. If you fail to do so, I cannot stress this enough, it will be as a credit applied on your account. You will get an email from, I believe, from the 1st of May, Ticketmaster will start initiating emails out to people to give them the option of this program. If you fail to do so, it will go as a credit. Or like I say, if you want to do something really cool and you're in a position to do so, to, you know, donate that ticket to a key worker, please do so. I'm sure they will absolutely appreciate that as your gratitude for the work they've done. Everyone, stay safe. Thank you for checking out the episode. Can't thank you enough. As always, the links will be posted on the relevant pages to check out the episodes that are already out. And for this episode, I will bring you future episodes. Thank you once again. Take care. Goodbye.